أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا، هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإنا محضرون. فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. They will cry out saying, "Woe unto us, who has raised us from our sleeping places, our graves." This is what Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, had promised, and the messengers had spoken the truth. It will only be a single blast, then behold, all of them will be brought before us. It will be announced, on this day, no soul will be oppressed in the least, and you will be recompensed for your deeds. Yesterday we spoke about the blowing of the trumpet, and then people will be raised up from their graves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the scene to us, especially for those that will be the kuffar. They will be bewildered, shocked, and they will utter these statements, "Woe unto us, who has raised us from our sleeping places." Now, a few verses before, they mockingly said, "Mata hadha al-wa'du in kuntum sadiqeen." When is this promise going to take place if you are speaking the truth? Allah Ta'ala says, at that time, "Hadha ma wa'ada ar-Rahman." This is what Allah ar-Rahman had promised, and the messengers had spoken the truth. At that time, a person will realize, unfortunately, it will be of no benefit to him for the disbeliever. Allah Ta'ala says it will be a single blast and they'll be all brought before us. As we mentioned before, Qiyamah will take place all of a sudden, and then the blowing of the trumpet, people will be resurrected and brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for the kuffar, this is to make them understand that this is a reality that cannot be denied. This is something they have to be prepared for, accept Islam and bring iman on these fundamental beliefs, which is one of the themes of Surah Yasin. Then this verse, which we will conclude on, this theme has been mentioned in many places of the Quran. On this day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will announce that no soul will be oppressed in the least. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't do dhulam. وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. People oppress themselves with the deeds and the acts that they do. So whatever deeds and acts a person did, if he did not repent, then he will have to face the consequences on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Any good, any bad, no matter how small it is, a person will see it on that day. In Surah Juz, in Amma Yatasa'alun, in the end, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. The kafir will say, "How I wish I could also become sand." Allah Ta'ala's justice is so great that even if there was an animal with horns which stabbed an animal without horns unjustly, then there's no Jannat and Jahannam for the animals. But to meet out justice, Allah will bring those animals back to life. And the one that had no horns and was oppressed will be given horns to stab the animal that had horns back in recompense for the unjust stabbing that the first animal had given to it in the world. And then after that, there is nothing for them, they will return to sand. So when the kafir will see that, he say, "How I wish, kuntu turaba, I also can return to sand and I won't have to face the consequences of my actions on this day." So Allah Ta'ala is absolutely just. And in all fairness, if a person made shirk, "Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi," Allah Ta'ala won't forgive that shirk and the disbelief that in kufr a person comes with on the day of Qiyamah. Yes, if a person has iman, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. If Allah wants from his own side, Allah can forgive a person from his own side. There are two types of rights. One is hukukullah, one is hukukul ibad. Allah Ta'ala's rights, Allah can forgive a person just like that. And there's no one that can ask Allah Ta'ala. But when it comes to the rights of man, then we should be absolutely particular. Hadith says, a person will become bankrupt on the day of Qiyamah despite having many good deeds. Why? قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا. He swore someone, he abused someone physically, he consumed, usurped someone's wealth, consumed someone's wealth unjustly, and then he will have to give an account for that and pay for that with his good deeds. Even a martyr, it is said, that for the debts that he owes, still he won't be forgiven unless that is paid. And for the rights of people that he did not fulfill, he is still going to be answerable for those rights despite the high rank of the martyr. So remember, Allah Ta'ala is very, very just. In this world, a person should sort out all his affairs, and together with tawbah, istighfar, he can have hope that when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be favored in the court of Allah. Last hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining that one sinful servant will come, and Allah's mercy will engulf him, Allah Ta'ala will call him behind the veil. And Allah will say, remember a certain day you did a certain evil act. And Allah will point out all his evils, and he will say, I can't deny it, I did it. Allah Ta'ala will say, right, today I am converting all those sins now into good deeds. My mercy is enveloping you. So this person will say, oh Allah, but I don't see big wrongs I did, even worse sins I did. I don't see those sins here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. The Mubarak teeth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be seen. Why? Because now he will see the mercy of Allah. Then he will say, Allah, biggest sins I also did, I want the rewards for those sins also. Subhanallah. That is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.